Hey there, I'm Nicole Dieroff. Ben Yashua Davis and I host the Climate Changed podcast. Over the past several months, we interviewed wise and insightful guests. We collected poems and songs to provide you with a chance to center. And now we are putting finishing touches on season two of Climate Changed. Our focus for this new season is collective honesty and complicated hope in a climate changed world. Ben and I talk about this a lot in our work at the BTS Center, where we offer formative programs for spiritual leaders of diverse backgrounds. Season two includes people we've had the opportunity to work with through these BTS Center programs. People like Rob Shetterly. We did a showing of a documentary that highlights Rob's portrait project about Americans who tell the truth. His message was so powerful and relevant, we invited him to share more on our podcast.
I was just thinking of Robin Wall Kimmerer, the great Potawatomi Indigenous writer, who I'm sure you've talked to. Her writing, because it's so powerful, and that the intersection between Indigenous knowledge, botany, scientific lore, her own personal story, and by combining all those things in a very beautiful and humble and gentle way, is able to help an awful lot of people understand how we need to be living if we're going to survive on this planet, and not just us, but all the other species that are on the planet too.
Yeah.
That isn't really the same as a voice in front of a microphone. It's taking the time to craft a message that almost anybody can understand.
In 2022, we featured Keisha McKenzie and Shannon Shaw in conversation for the BTS Center's annual convocation. Their honesty and fresh perspectives were so valuable and well-received, we just had to bring them onto the Climate Changed podcast to go deeper.
When I was growing up in Malaysia, like as a Muslim, I am mixed race. My family is, you know, of kind of immigrant origin. My dad's side of the family comes from the Indian subcontinent. My mom's side comes from China, but I was born in Malaysia and so were they. But because I'm Muslim in a country that is majority Muslim and with Islam as the official religion, I find myself in a particular position of power there. I'm middle class, I'm male, I'm able-bodied, I'm university educated. So in Malaysia, yes, I am gay and I am at risk with that side of my identity. But in so many other ways, I am in such a privileged position there. And then coming to the UK, my context is different, right? You know, the shifting social location that we have and how that affects how we play with power, how we become subjects of power or how we become agents of power is something I constantly think about.
I've been listening, for example, to Esther Perel, who works on emotional intelligence and relational intelligence.
I love Esther Perel.
Same. One of the things I love about it is when people come up to her after a lecture and ask her, how can I be safe when I'm going to ask somebody out? She always says, you'll not be safe. It is a risk you're taking. And our honesty about the risk and the vulnerability and the cost of intimacy, I think is part of what helps us be more honest about collaboration and what it takes. Also, often say society is a group project, and I remember how group projects were when I was in high school. I hated them because they often meant the person who was willing to do the least dragged the group down, and the person who felt, for whatever reason, more responsible had to overextend themselves. I feel like sometimes that's the same in our adult collaborations, whether in the workplace or in a faith community congregation doing ministry in the community or what have you.
Our podcast interviews are special and unique, in part because they are so intimate. Then our producer, Peterson Toscano, lovingly edits them down to the very best bits. He even gets rid of me saying, and like, I love it. Finally, I wanted to let you know that in this new season, we were able to put two thought leaders into conversation with one another via back-to-back interviews with my co-host, Ben. Listening to these conversations has the potential to alter your relationship with climate change and your own community. Margaret Wheatley is one of those thought leaders. She has been challenging and inspiring us ever since we read her book, Who Do We Choose to Be? In it, she invites us to be honest about the reality of collapse, and she challenges us to fight for human dignity in the midst of hard times.
The world will save itself. Sure it will. You know, I couldn't take myself out of the formula for saving the world. And then finally, I did let go. And then when I announced to my colleagues, several of whom were younger emerging leaders at the time, that I'm not interested in saving the world anymore. I'm interested in doing good work where we are with what we have. And they were outraged. They thought I was dishonorable, that I was just selfish by withdrawing my passion and purpose from saving the whole world. And it was truly difficult at the time and then liberating, because then what opens is, okay, where can I serve?
We also feature Deborah Reinstra in conversation with Ben. Deborah is the author of Refugia Faith. She imagines faith communities as places that build spiritual fortitude and moral consciousness in a climate-changed world.
Our little refugia spaces, as best we can expand and connect. But really, ultimately, the goal is to create those healthy spaces as a survival tactic, but also with this kind of hope that there might be possible expanding and connecting and renewal that comes from these refugia spaces.
As a mom to a 9-year-old, these podcast conversations are vital to me. In times of planetary upheaval, instead of turning against one another, it matters to me that we build vibrant, deep community ties. But how? Like many people who listen to our show, I need direction and inspiration. I'm so grateful for these conversations. They give me reason to hope and choose generosity in this climate-changed world. The Climate Changed podcast is available wherever you get podcasts, or visit thebtscenter.org. There you will find our full show notes and transcripts. Season 2 premieres September 26, 2023.